Lori Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another episode about abundance. The inspiration for this episode was a birthday party that I went to last weekend, my three-year-old grandson's birthday party. And when I was thinking about what I was going to talk about this week, that's what came to mind, because I'm also taking a manifestation course, and something struck me that in one of the lessons this past week, and it made me think back to the birthday party. First of all, I love being around little kids, just their innocence, their excitement, their happiness. Most little kids, you know, the ones I come across, I'm sure there's some that aren't, you know, don't have amazing lives, but, you know, I'm speaking of this birthday party and my grandchildren who are happy as can be because they have great moms, my daughters and dads, my sons-in-laws. So I just want to share my insight. And I think this is going to be really useful. And I want you to pay attention to the words that we use, and we can change so much about a child's mind with the words we use. And this lesson that I had in the course that I'm taking, it's something that I've heard before, but for whatever reason, you know, sometimes when you hear something in a different way, it strikes you like it's like, OMG. And that's what happened with this. It's funny because it's something I teach my students, and it was so powerful the way it was presented. So hopefully it will resonate with you. But I just wanted to give you a little play-by-play or scenario of what the birthday party was like. It was like, and I heard this story once. I don't know if you heard it, or I heard it explained that when you have a child's birthday, you should have their age, no more than what their age is. So if you have a three-year-old party, you should have three kids. If you have a four-year-old, you have four kids. So it goes on from there. I was telling somebody at the party, one of the moms, I was telling her that. And she goes, oh, I don't think I know 37 people to invite to a party. And it made me laugh because I thought, no, I think that you should, like, it's only for kids. I don't think it applies to adults. But I thought that was really funny. So anyways, there were how many kids? Six. There were six kids. And I think like four and under. I think the oldest one was four, but there was like one four-year-old, two three-year-olds, two one-year-olds. And you know what, like one-year-old, they're like a drunken sailor. They're like rock, like they can hardly walk, but they're, you know, you have to be careful with one-year-olds because they don't really know what they're doing. And they fall and they steal things off your plate and they just smile at you. So that's what they were doing. But two super smiley one-year-olds. And one five-month-old, which was my youngest grandchild. But there were only one girl, and all the rest were boys. But yes, they're so, so innocent and so happy. At least these kids were so, so cute. And they're so unprogrammed. As adults, you know, we have these programs that are running in our brains, in our subconscious, on automatic pilot. And I talk about this in my school. So, you know, 95% of how we operate is based on our subconscious. And you are programmed by the time you're 7 years old. So we get programmed. And then a lot of times how we show up in the world is based on these automated negative thoughts, the tapes that are playing in your head that really aren't, most of them aren't true. When you hold them up against the light of day, they are just your filter on the world. So it's not necessarily fact. So these little children, these little people, as we call them, they're still not fully programmed. So there's a lot of opportunity for us to put good programming in their little brains. So one of the things in the course I'm taking is it was the rules of the subconscious mind. So there was like 19 rules of the subconscious mind. So one of the rules stuck out to me, and I'll explain why. So the subconscious mind does not process negatives. It just like weeds them out. It doesn't understand when you put in a negative. So for example, like words like don't, not, won't, shouldn't, like it just filters those out. So an example is, so let me give you an example. When you say don't think of a red frog, well, what do you start thinking of? What do you start thinking of? Don't think of a red frog. Don't fail your exam. What the brain interprets that as a red frog. Red frog. Where's a red frog? Fail your exam. Fail your exam. That's what happens. And I actually do teach, especially when I'm teaching about affirmations, don't put negatives in your affirmations. It's really hard because a lot of people, when they do an affirmation, they want to get rid of a behavior or they want to change something in their environment. So they want to affirm getting rid of it, but it's a very tricky way to make it. So you want to bring in, what is it that you want to bring in, not what you want to get rid of? So it's a little trick. Once you understand it, you master it. It's not that hard once you understand it. So I do teach this in a way of how to create a good affirmation. But so when I was getting this lesson, I was thinking about the children. I was thinking about the children because in the lesson, one of the things she said, it's like when we as parents or grandparents say, no, 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 don't spill your drink. Oh no, oh no, don't fall. Oh no, don't do that. Whatever words follow, all their subconscious mind hears is spill the drink, spill the drink, spill the drink. And so what happens? They spill the drink because they don't, their unconscious mind, even though they're not fully programmed, but it's like you're manifesting to them to spill their drink and to fall. Don't fall, don't fall. It's like fall, fall. How many times have you said to a little child, don't fall, don't fall, and then they trip? And there was an example in the party of this actually happening. And it was like, it was such a funny moment. I was like laughing hysterically because I was just seeing it in action. I still laugh about it, like reliving it in my head. But it was the 3-year-old little girl was, we had this big blow up pool and slide and pool and stuff. And so the kids had swam in it. Then we had dinner and then the kids got their clothes on, got dried off, got their clothes on, and they were getting ready. Everybody had actually left except this one couple. And so my grandson, who lived there, decided to go back in the pool. And so she saw him in the pool and she stripped down naked and started running, like tearing ass across the yard, which was a little bit of a slope, not too much, but a little bit of a slope. So she's like picking up speed as she goes. And all I see is her little butt cheeks, like running towards the slide pool. And I see her dad is like right by the pool talking to another adult, my son-in-law. And like, he's like, slow down, don't fall. Like, And here, 2 steps before she gets to the pool, she trips and face plants in the side of the pool, which is basically a moon bounce. And so she kind of bounced right off of it. So it wasn't like a horrible incident. And she is like a tomboy. She's like a rough, tough little girl.
So she just bounced right back off. Her goal was to get in that pool and she got in that pool. So it was really funny. But oh my gosh, I was taking this like lesson and I was like remembering how happy and unprogrammed those kids are. And then I was like, oh my gosh, that is actually what happened. It was manifested that she fall. And we just don't, that's automatic. We say, don't fall, don't fall. And so we have to be very cognizant of, you know, maybe we say something different. We have to be a little creative. So it's the action. You don't want to say the action you don't want to happen. You want to say the action you want, the outcome you desire, the outcome you desire, just like affirmations, the outcome you desire. So you say, hold your drink steady, stand up, straight and steady. You know, it's like in the moment, you're so afraid they're going to fall. But if you give them something better words, you affirm what you want and the desire that puts that in their mind, straight and steady. You know, in that case, in the moment, it's just kind of a reaction. So, but it's like, what do you say? Get in the pool, you know, run straight to the pool. I don't know. I don't know what I would have done as a parent. It's really hard to like, but once you understand that, so much can be corrected in what we say, because there's a lot of other little things we say. Oh, and, you know, don't touch that. You know, how about let's touch this over here. But yeah, it's so interesting how that actually happened. And so it was such an aha moment for me, because I teach about the universe doesn't hear negatives. So if you say something like, what's a good example? I no longer eat so an affirmation might be, I will no longer eat late night snacks. So somebody might want to lose weight. So they're affirming, no, I'm going to stop eating late night snacks. Or I'm not going to procrastinate, because the thought that might be coming up that I teach my students, listen to your thoughts. I'm a procrastinator. Why do you procrastinate? So then they affirm, I will not procrastinate. Well, no, because that just puts procrastination in your head. That puts like, I'm going to eat late night snacks. I'm going to continue to eat late night snacks. So what is the outcome you want? So the universe hears that, like, eat late night snacks, procrastinate. So it's just, and we have to watch our words, because our words are so important. Our words, we are 24 hour a day manifestors. And that's another aha that struck me is, oh my gosh, that's what we're doing. When we affirm in the negative, or if we add a negative of something, the outcome we don't want, we're manifesting that. And I love that, because I feel like negatives are disempowering. Negatives are lacking. Like it shows like what you want to get rid of is showing like, well, I'm not content with what is, right? And maybe you're not content with what is, but what you want to manifest is what you desire, put that desire out there, put that abundance. I am where I am, but what I desire is this. And so it's like, to me, it's like to speak to children in the way that like get rid of the negatives, get rid of the negatives. Isn't that a more abundant world? Isn't that putting abundance front and center? Because it's all about the positives. It's all about the good. It's all about like what you want to bring. And so for me, I was like, this really struck me. I thought this was something that I should bring up, because we can really make a difference. We can make a difference in the little minds that we're around. And we tend to be, as adults, it's our programming, and we put this on the littles, and it's really powerful when you can start to be aware of what you're saying and the impact that it's creating. These little people have so much time left before they're fully programmed. So let's program some good stuff in them and teach them about affirmations. Yeah. There's a really great YouTube video, and I always think about it when it's a father standing his daughter up on the sink in front of the mirror saying, I am beautiful, I am this, I am that, and just like all these great positive affirmations. So this is just my little recollection of a manifestation of a fall, because that's what was put, it was a negative. It was a negative that was put out there. And of course, you know, it happened. It happened. So I would love to know if you've had an experience like this, and start observing the world and paying attention to what you see and observe and how that works, because it is so true that it happens. So have a great rest of your week. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you next week.